What's going on, family? Welcome to Speak Your Success. Y'all, this is Speak Your Success in the Morning. Today, we're not going with no bells. We're not going with no whistles. Today, I just want to make sure that I get you that information that you need. And ultimately, if this is your first time checking out Speak Your Success in the Morning, I want you to know a few things. We typically hit on sports. We typically hit on culture. And then even we always are going to give you education, we're going to give you entertainment, and we're going to give you empowerment here on the channel. All right, so we're going straight with it. We're going straight forward today. We're going to go ahead and dive in. And one thing that we always like to do here, and we like to dive into and give you, is the daily word of the day. And here we call it straight from the source. We're going to get into that in just one moment. But the first thing I want to share with you all today is, y'all, happy October 31st, all right? Some people call it Halloween. Some churches, different places, you know, they'll call it like Hallelujah Night. they'll call it Hallelujah Night. They'll call it Harvest Fest, different things like that. But what I want you just to focus on today is knowing that it's October 31st, 2025, and it is a great day to be alive, all right? But y'all, today, the biggest thing I want to encourage you on is, you know, as there's a lot of things going to be happening, a lot of things going on, I want to encourage you to please, in whatever you're doing, please be safe, okay? Please be safe. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, please, 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 I just ask that you be safe. Because typically on October 31st, we know some people are out trying to scare people. Some people are trying to have fun and trying to do other things. But please, I pray that you be safe. And also, it's going to be a little chilly outside. So also, please take care of yourself. Drink something warm. Layer up wherever you're at, wherever you're going, just to make sure that you are good and that you are well. So now we're going to go ahead and transition into straight from the source. And today, the verse that I wanted to actually give to you all, and the verse I wanted to break down, it's going to come from the top of our text. The top of our text from our scriptures. And simply is what? John, what's that verse? What's that verse? That verse is Genesis 1. And the text reads, okay? And the text reads, depending on the version that you have, but this is at the top of creation. And the text reads, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was formless and desolate. Emptiness and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the water. Then God said, 'Let there be light.' And there was light. God saw that there was light, and light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness." Okay? Actually, right here where I want to focus on, I really want to focus on just verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, the heavens and the earth. And the foundation of this verse really is establishing, and also it's showing the world has a divine origin, right? So often, you know, scientists, they'll debate this or they'll debate that, but it's showing us that the world wasn't created by chance or by happenstance, but ultimately the word was brought into being by an eternal God. And the verse also begins to like set the stage for creation and or the account of creation, as it's so foundational from its theological interpretation of life's purpose and the nature of reality. Y'all, there's so much good here in this text. And another aspect that, there's a few key aspects that I want to focus and hone in on right here. And the first one is looking at the divine creation. So there's a primary meaning, and that is that God's the ultimate creator of everything. John, everything? Everything. Okay, he created the heavens and the earth. Okay, heaven is outside of earth. Earth is under heaven. So he's the creator of heavens outside of earth and earth. Okay, the Hebrew word used for created is bara, B-A-R-A. And this suggests that creation, or this suggests that he created it out of nothing. Right. So think like wrapping my mind even around that is so difficult and so challenging at times. Because, you know, when we hear that something was created, it's like, well, who created it? Then once we know who created it, then how did you create it? Right. You can't go into the kitchen. You can't just create dinner. You can't make groceries without going somewhere doing something. But God isn't us. Right. So God doesn't have to go through process. God doesn't have to go through different channels. He's the station, right? He doesn't have to go through channels. He's the station. So knowing, seeing, and understanding that, okay, now what we're looking at is the origin of existence. And the phrase "in the beginning" signifies the true start of time. And it also shows itself as a part of God's creative act. Come on now. So this is something that we can blow past and blow over, just open. Yeah, I know that. In the beginning, God created heavens and earth. But wait, like really slow down. Like really take your time right there. For somebody to create heaven and earth. We're not talking about somebody creating a sandwich. We're not talking about somebody creating dinner, right? These aren't things we're talking about. We're talking about God creating heaven and earth. This also drills down and shows us the relationship between creator and creation. So we know that this ultimately establishes that God, as the powerful eternal creator, and humanity is as his creation, right? Nobody else is, not Big Bang, not we came from monkeys, we came from chimps, a sound happened, and then no. This is foundational for the idea that life has purpose defined by the creator. And we know life's purpose is defined by the creator because why? Because we were and we are created by him. That's like when you go in your car and then you open up your glove box and then you see that instruction manual. You know that the uses of the car, the abilities of the car, how to utilize the car is ultimately determined by what? By the creator of the car, right? So therefore, there's the creation, which is us. There's the creator, who is God. And ultimately, when we look at his word, this shows us and further solidifies this information for us. And his word is far more than, you know, than an instruction manual, right? But it's wisdom. It's his written word. It's his spoken word in written form. And there's no scientific explanation for this, right? The verse is a theological and also historical statement, not a scientific one. It doesn't detail the how of creation, but rather the who and the what. It does not detail the how. God doesn't have to explain himself to us. Nah. Will we like him to sometimes? Of course. Of course. But that's why we get into the word. Because we can't get a deeper understanding and a better understanding with God if we never tap into the word. We can't get a better and deeper understanding with God if we never take time to pray and connect with the Father, if we never take time to pray and connect with the Creator. Therefore, living our life and not taking time to get tapped into the source makes it difficult to understand his purpose for our lives, makes it difficult to see the future, makes it difficult to see what he has for us, when it's all written in his word, but we have to go through and we have to read it. There's even a verse in the Bible that talks about the mystery, the mystery of God, right? And God is a mystery to us. We can't understand him, and nor should we, because if we understand him, then he wouldn't be God, right? So he's God, and there's mystery of him. There's wonder of him. There's majesty of him. And when we get to the place and to the point to where we begin to see, know, and understand that God, we will know as much about God as he wants to reveal to us. right? And he revealed a lot in his word, but he doesn't reveal everything in his word. So therefore, there's a requirement for us, if we want to go deeper with God, then we have to do some of the work that it also is determined. But what I want to talk about, closing this out, is that he's the creator. We're created. So that means if we're called and meant to live in his image, we're also called to do what? Create. We're also called to do what? Replicate. We're also called to be, do, and have. Right? A little bit later in the text, and I'm about to hop out of here in just a second, but I'm going to stay here for a second. But a little bit further in the text, we're called to be, do, and have. Right? And knowing that, we're called to be fruitful. We're called to, we're going to get into the text really quick. Further down, Genesis chapter 1. We're having a little Bible study this morning. verse 26 right here. Okay, verse 26. Verse 26. It says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." Right? According to our likeness. "Let us make man in our image, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every crawling thing that crawls on earth." So God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply." Okay? "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves the earth." Then God said, "Behold, I have given you." Okay, we'll stop right there. We'll stop right there. But look, so God created mankind in our image. According to our likeness, let them rule. So rule over the earth, right? Rule over the earth. Then he also said, God created them, where is it? Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea. So God is letting us know on the front end in his text, in his word, in the first book of the Bible. And the part that's really important is that this is the first time where man enters the chat, right here, verse 26. Well, verse 27, because man's actually created. But what we want to understand here, and y'all, this is the part, this is so powerful and so prolific to me, that he created us in his image. So we are, yes, his creation, and he is, yes, our creator. But if we're created in the image of God, then we have the ability to also create. Verse 28, I'm fast forwarding a little bit. In quotations, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth." God is giving us the power to create life. Come on, somebody. Come on. He's giving us the power to create life. Come on. Then also, it says, "And fill the earth and subdue it." What does subdue mean? Does anybody know what subdue mean? Dictionary.com. What does subdue mean? What does that mean? Let's see. Subdue ultimately means to bring under control by force. Bring under control by force. Okay, so God is telling us, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, and bring under control by force. And rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky and every living thing that moves on earth. So not only is God giving us power to create, he's also giving us a little bit of control. Okay? My. Do we understand and do we truly know the power that we have? If you knew that you had the power to create, do you or would you create? If you knew that you had the power, you had the tools, you had the skill, and you also had the go-ahead from God, would you operate in that gift? Would you operate in that calling? Some of us, y'all, are waiting for permission from whoever to give us power to speak about something. Give us power to go and create something. Give us power to lean in to something. Family. Verse 27. God created man and woman in his own image, right? We already have that control because God created us in his image. So if we're created in the image of God, what does that tell us? That he has the purpose and he wants us to do what he's already began. Come on, somebody. Come on, man. Come on. Like if we really knew that we had the ability, the free will, the capacity, and the awareness to create like God wants us to create, how much more would you be creating? How much more would you be doing? How high would your confidence be to operate in this space? We're not going to stay here long, y'all. But I just wanted to bring that to the forefront. I just wanted to share that with y'all because this is something, like this is, the more I learn about the Word of God and the more I learn about just this text here, I began to learn, I began to realize, and I began to lean into like that God really has gifted us with great opportunity. And it's not opportunity to be average. It's not opportunity to be basic. It's opportunity to really live and really take hold of who God has called me to be. Right. One thing I'll share. I was having a meeting just the other day with a gentleman I respect highly. And he said, John, it's almost like you have. It's almost like you know that you've been called to be a leader. And it's almost like you know that you have the answer at times, but you're waiting for somebody to press you for the answer. And then you don't say it unless they press you. And then when they press you, then you stand up boldly with confidence, and then you're ready to share, and then you're ready to step up. He said, John, just say it anyway. He said, you don't have to wait for somebody to push you, to pick at you, you just stand up and just say what it is. Just stand up and do it anyway. And I said, I received that. Today, and it's ironic that today is October 31st for what I'm about to say, but today is the day, y'all. You, me, us, we can no longer stand in the shadows. Today is the day to where we have to begin to lean in. To knowing who God is. Today is the day to where we have to lean in and also know who God has created us to be. If you don't know who God has called you and created you to be, then I would encourage you to just go back and look at that text. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, right? Genesis 1:1. Then Genesis 1:26 and 27. Then we know that man and woman was created in God's image. If we know that God created us, we know that he created us in his image. We know that later on in the text, he tells us to be fruitful and multiply, which he is giving us the gift among gifts to be able to create life, to be able to reproduce. That means you have the ability not just to reproduce babies and people, but you have the opportunity and ability to reproduce creative ideas. You have the opportunity and ability to have ingenuity coming through your mind, to create businesses, to create corporations, to create things that you might have not even thought of or never seen before. But with the power of the Holy Spirit, You can bring new things into fruition. Today is that day, y'all. We got to come out the shadows. Today is the day to create your, to recreate yourself. If you have been told in prior history that you're not this or you're not that, or you don't have the ability to do one thing or the other, but you know that that's a lie, stand on that then. Stand on business and lean in and say that I am here. I am created. I am called for a purpose. And based on that purpose, I'm going to lean into my Heavenly Father. I'm going to lean in on what the Holy Spirit is telling me I'm created to do. I'm not going to listen to the inner critic in my head. I'm going to say, you know what? It's time for me to do something different. I'm not going to listen to who my parents said I was going to be. I'm not going to listen to all those words and all those thoughts and all those opinions and all those feelings that everybody else around me had to say for me. I'm going to listen to what the Holy Spirit tells me. I'm going to listen to what God is saying. He's saying, be fruitful and multiply. He's saying, take over the earth and subdue it. Subdue it. Bring it to control by force. Right? That's why we're called and created to be peacemakers. That's why we're called to be seen and identified by our love, because we need to take the first action. We can't wait for the world to take the first action for us and for the kingdom. The world is not going to take the first action. The world is going to be slow in their action. And that's why the text tells us, oh, thank you, Jesus. That's why the text tells us in the Bible, it says, be slow to speak, but quick to listen. Slow to anger. Slow to anger. Lead with love. Disciples should be known by their love. Right? And that's even why in the text a few weeks ago, we talked to y'all. I'm just throwing out random verses, right? Not random verses, but I'm throwing out multiple verses that are ultimately applying. But that's why also the Bible tells us to count the cost before we decide to be a disciple of Christ, because we need to know, understand, and we need to realize that there is a cost that comes with following Christ. There is a cost that comes with being a disciple of Christ. But ultimately, by us suffering on earth, we'll be raised with Christ in heaven. And if we know that, then by way of what we're doing here on earth, it should be intentional. And by way of knowing that it should be intentional, what are going to be the actions that you ultimately choose to where when your time is up, God's going to look at you and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. I am very, very well pleased. Y'all, today I wanted to come to you. I wanted to just bring a quick word for you. I know it's October 31st and I know we're getting ready to roll into November. I've never been one to really celebrate Halloween. And the fact of the matter is my dad didn't it when my brother and I were growing up in Atlanta. We always were like, Dad, come on, Dad, our friends are going to be going out. It's Halloween. Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad. There was one time my dad actually let us go out. He said, sons, say, I'm going to give y'all 30 minutes. We had 30 minutes. We went around the neighborhood. We trick-or-treated. As soon as it turned dark, we went inside and we poured out all the candy. We're like, whoa, look at all this candy. Whoa. But honestly, as I look back now in that one experience, that's all I remember about it. We just had a lot of candy and that was it. But I can remember even more experiences that actually happened. And but the biggest experience I actually remember was my dad actually took it upon himself to create a few games at the house. And we had some kids from the neighborhood come and hang out with us and do different activities. My dad put water in this big old tub and we bobbed for apples. And then we sat around and we played some other games because he knew that we'd be safe in this way. I wanted to share that with you all to know and realize that today many memories will be made. And some you might remember for the trajectory of your life. But ultimately, y'all, I urge you, please, if you're a youth out there, please be safe. If you're a parent out there, keep eyes on your little one. Keep tabs on them. Just check in with them. See where they're at. See what there's going on. Because during Halloween, there's a lot of activity. There's a lot of parties going on. There's a lot of people trying to scare people, laying on the ground and jumping up and ooga booga booga, like all that funny business. But y'all, pray over those babies. And actually, as we get ready to get out of here, I'm going to shoot up a quick prayer tonight or today for your kids and for everybody tonight, because one, there's power in prayer. But two, we need to get back to prayer as a people, right? We need to get back to prayer as a people. And I'm saying myself, right? I need to get back to prayer as a people. Okay. And that's the only way that we'll be able to turn and really pull and really move our God, is when he sees his people praying, crying out, calling out to him, worshiping to him. That's how we get the attention of heaven to come down on earth. Let me go ahead and pray for us, and we're going to go ahead and get out of here today. Father God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the opportunity for us to be able to know you, to be able to connect with you, to be able to read your word and know what you said is true. I pray, Father God, over everybody under the sound of my voice and everybody who gets to see this message, Lord. I pray that you would give them a revelation, Lord. And I pray that revelation would be, depending on how we've been living, how we've been acting, how we've been moving. I pray, Lord God, that that revelation for today would begin to shift the trajectory of our lives. I pray, Lord, that you would wake up something inside of us that would show us and really begin to reveal who you have created us to be, what the purpose that you have laid on our heart is for the kingdom. I pray, Lord God, that as we come into that awakening, and I pray, Lord, that we wouldn't sit on that idea, that passion, that purpose. I pray, Lord God, that you would thrust us forward into it. I pray, Lord, that in this season, I pray that we would be a little bit uncomfortable, Lord. And I pray that we'll be uncomfortable for a short period so that we can be comfortable with you forever and eternity. And also, Lord God, I pray over all the families, all the kids, all the people who will be out there tonight for Halloween, for trick-or-treating, for whatever it is, Lord. I pray for a supernatural covering, Lord God. I pray for those who will be out in the streets, and I pray for those who will be roaming. I pray, Lord God, that you would begin to turn the hearts of many tonight, Lord. I pray for those who are out seeking to scare and seeking to steal, seeking to kill and seeking to destroy. I pray, Lord God, that you would allow the Holy Spirit to be activated in their minds and activated in their hearts to a point to where they say, what I was going out to do tonight, I have no desire to do. I have a desire to heal as opposed to hurt. I have a desire to mend as opposed to make and create destruction and disruption. So, Lord God, I pray that this morning, and I pray that today over anybody who hears this message, have your way today and be glorified, because today is Hallelujah night. Today is not Halloween. Today is Hallelujah night. And Lord, I rededicate and re-give your day back to you, Lord God. Have your way and be glorified today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Family, this is Speaker Success in the Morning. Some days, like I said, you're going to get sports, you're going to get news, you're going to get culture. But I'm here for that education. I'm here for the entertainment. But most importantly, that empowerment. And the empowerment that comes from Speaker Success in the Morning, that empowerment comes from the Word of God. Okay? That's what we stand on. Y'all can stand on business. I'm standing on the Word of God. I'm standing on truth. I'm standing on the book. But we're going to go ahead and get ready to get out of here. Please go ahead and hit that thumbs up button so YouTube knows that you appreciate this content and you want to see more. And also, I'd encourage that you subscribe to the channel so that you never miss an episode. All right. So, family, until next time, which is going to be Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Please. OK, please, please, please. Remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?